Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Genesis 11, verse 5, the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they all have one language. They're together, and they're all saying the same thing, and talking the same thing. And this they begin to do, and now what? Nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. This is God talking. These are people trying to do something that they didn't clear through Him. Oh, can you see the power of unity? Even in a bad thing. Enough people get together, you can get her done. Let me read this to you from another translation. The Amplified says, the Lord said, they are one people and they have all one language. This is only the beginning of what they'll do. Now, nothing they have imagined they can do will be impossible for them. If they can imagine it, they can do it. If what? What if they can imagine it, they can do it? Based on what? Based on them being together. And talking together, saying the same things. The NIV, the Lord said, if one people speak in the same language they begin to do this, nothing they plan will be impossible for them. Nothing they plan. This unity. Think about the U.S. We hadn't been around that long. I know it seems like it, but we hadn't been around long compared to other empires and other kingdoms in history. We're young. But think about what has happened in a few years. The accomplishments. Glory to God. The space program. That was an impossible dream to men and women for century after century after century. We imagined we could do it. And enough of us got together and it happened. The infrastructure, the road system, the aviation system, I mean the military, the economy, the prosperity. Now, you take any number of our states are about the same size as some countries in other places. But the difference is they are their own individual country. You got many, numerous countries that are the size of Missouri. They got their own sovereign government, their own military, their own economy. They are the nation of Missouri. And they are limited globally as to what they can accomplish. Oh, but when you took the nation of Missouri and joined up with the nation of Arkansas, and joined up with the nation of Oklahoma. Oh, come on, and joined up with the nation of Texas. Oh, come on. And New Mexico, and Arizona, and Utah, and Montana.
Hallelujah.
We're not called just the states. We're not just called the North American states. What are we called? The United States of America. And what has God allowed us to do together? Oh, together we have become one of the greatest powers in the earth. Financially, militarily, intellectually. Missouri alone would never have done it. Arkansas alone, Texas alone, but together. If just a group of states, a group of countries get together, look what can happen. What if 100 churches could really get together? What if 1,000 churches could really get together? Now when we start talking about that, do not let the enemy come in and say, oh, that's just dreaming, that ain't going to happen. No, it's God's vision. Amen. Hook up with his vision. Yes, it's Jesus' prayer. Amen. He needs us to agree with him. Yes, and hook up with him in faith. Yes. Somebody said out loud, I believe Jesus' prayer.
I believe Jesus' prayer.
It's coming to pass.
I believe we shall all
be one.
Even as he
and the Father
are one.
It's coming to pass.
I'm believing for it.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say unity. Unity is such a big key and part of what the church is. If we don't have unity, we don't have church. If we can't agree on anything, then we're not going to keep coming together. I'm talking right in this local church. We get splintered enough and enough people quit coming and we have enough disagreement between us. How many times have churches started and they flourished for a little while and then what happened? Split. Now this is the devil's plan. Divide and conquer. This is his plan, and the problem is it has just been working. Few people can sustain any momentum for any period of time until things start splitting. Right. Nowadays, what? They tell us over half the marriages split and fail. Yeah. So you got homes that can't even stay together. Why would you think churches could stay together? Because the church is a family, operates by exactly the same principles as the home. But friend, God has the ability, if we'll yield to him, to keep us together. Amen. But we've got to put forth an effort,
yes, sir.
Don't we?
Yes, sir.
We have to endeavor. We have to put forth an effort. We have to be diligent to keep this thing together.
Amen.
Keep the unity of the Spirit. Didn't he say it? Endeavor. Go back to Ephesians. Read it again, please. Go back to Ephesians 4. Read the whole thing. There are any number of churches that have split and failed and are no longer together and no longer you can't even find the church anymore. That if just a couple of people in key positions, if they'd have just made some effort... Are you with me?
Yes.
If they'd have just made some effort to keep the thing together, it'd still be going. But people don't see the value of the unity. And so they're not willing to sacrifice anything. They're not willing to put forth effort. But here in the scripture, we're told to. Ephesians 4, are you there?
Yes.
He said, verse 2, with all lowliness and meekness. Somebody say meekness. With long suffering, what is that? Putting up with. Forbearing, that's another word. What does that mean? Same basic idea. Suffering long with, bearing long with, is putting up with. Somebody say, put up with. Put up with. These are famous last words of splitting and dying churches. I'm not putting up with that. I am not putting up with that. I don't have to put up with that. I'm not putting up with that. And so they make no effort to keep it together. Husbands and wives, I'm not putting up with this. I'm tired of this. I'm through with this. I am not putting up with this anymore. So it's split. Split and fall. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Church divided against itself, family divided against itself, nation divided against itself is not going to be able to stand. Is it worth some effort to keep things together? Yes. I mean, think about how much we've got invested in this already. In your marriage, how much have you invested already? In your family, How much have you already invested and put into this thing? Is it not worth putting up with something and making some effort to keep it together?
Yeah. Come on.
We just gonna throw up our hands and say, I ain't putting up with this anymore?
No.
When he told us, what did he tell us? Huh? Lowliness. That's the difference from high-headedness. Meekness. Humility. That's different from pride. Right? Long-suffering. That's different from short fuse. Long-suffering. Not short-suffering. Long-suffering. Long. Somebody say long-suffering. What else? Forbearing. Forbearing. One another.
In love.
Can you see why he gave us the commandment of love? Because it is the only way we're going to keep this thing together.
Yes, sir.
It's the only way we're going to achieve and maintain the unity of the Spirit and the unity of the faith is walking in love with each other. No other way. No other way. We quit walking in love with each other, then the enemy is going to start picking us off. Dividing and conquering. Oh, but if people would just be willing to put up with a little longer. Come on now. If they'd be willing to humble themselves and quiet their pride and believe God for another week. Come on now. And take another step and believe. How quickly things can change. Right? How quickly people can change. People can just get up in the morning and act like a different person. Can't they? Just believe God another day.
Yes.
Just smile and go, okay. We'll talk about this later. No, we're not going to write everybody off and forget it all right now. No, no, no. Long suffering. Forbearing. In love. Doing what? See, there's not even a period here, is it? Not even a period there. Forbearing one another in love, endeavoring.
Yes.
Putting forth an effort.
Amen.
Being diligent. Why are we doing all this?
Stay in harmony.
Why are we to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace? Is it important that we live in peace?
Yes.
That we have peace? Is it important that we keep our unity?
Yes.
If we lose our unity, we lose our family. We lose our church. If there is no together, there is no church. Because the church is the called together ones. If there's no together, there's no church.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.